This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Cancer Full Moon. The Cancer Full Moon takes place on January 1st and 2nd, 2018 at 6:24 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:24 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 11 degrees Cancer, 37 minutes, 11 degrees Capricorn, 37 minutes. Should old acquaintance be forgot and the days of old lang syne? That's not likely to happen with the Cancer full moon hanging overhead. It's christening the new year with an emotional salt bath. Nostalgic, sentimental, tender, sensitive, loving, nurturing, soothing, and maybe a tad infantilizing. The waters soften the somber atmosphere and the harsh, hard terrain we have been traversing since Saturn entered Capricorn December 19. They feel pretty good, too, and invite lingering and floating and relaxing and snoozing. The coziness is appropriate. The moon is in her home in Cancer, and home is the operative word for this most emotional of the signs. This is the realm of mommy, childhood, food, family, and emotional DNA. All of those are taking on enormous proportions. Any Cancer moon runs to the emotional. A full moon in this sign is hypersensitive, with feelings cresting and cresting outside the realm of reason and overtaking us on a cellular level. This one has an uncommon range, from the depths of the depths to the heights of transcendence. The moon is enjoying an easy flow of energy, a loose grand trine, with Pluto in Pisces, exact, and Mars and Jupiter in Scorpio. With those helpers, everyone's got ESP and telepathy, even the closed-minded and non-believers. We're soaking in secrets and mysteries, powerful possessive desires, compassion and love, magic and illusion, and boundless interconnectedness. Some of it is ours, bubbling up from our psyches and past, or wafting down from the highest parts of our beings, and some of it most definitely is not. If your sensitivity goes off the charts now, you're likely sponging up emotions from someone else. Your family, your bloodline, a friend, people you can't identify or don't even know. We're phenomenally susceptible to manipulation, so approach advertising, social media noise, and the news with care. And a box of tissues. This emotional largesse has undertones of seriousness, austerity, and lack. Venus, ruler of all we desire and value, is standing with the Capricorn sun opposite the moon, while the moon wants immersion, Venus and the sun say, not so fast. The standoff raises questions and awareness of reliability, durability, and long-term value. You may yearn for days and people long gone. Desires may feel out of reach, obstructed, or delayed. They may also feel worth a wait. Whatever your heart may be craving, settling is not an option, although sulking may be. Treat this moon as an emotional spa time. It's a protracted moment for releasing a crazy year's worth of bottled-up emotions, then resting and regrouping. While you're rejuvenating in the cosmic tub, you can also set a lot in motion. Magic, for one, the Mars-Jupiter-Neptune link is a formula for manifesting it. Dream big, ask big, and enlist unseen forces to deliver. Jupiter and Neptune are keeping the request line open into the fall. Watch for early results by mid-February when Venus meets Neptune. For now, she will keep you from wasting wishes on things you don't really want. The test may be, which do you want more, the experience of wanting or actually having? Be honest. You can also direct some of that water to the foundations and institutions of your existence. An old Texas trick comes to mind of hosing down the base of a house during a dry spell to keep the foundation from cracking. Some is heading there regardless, with expansive Jupiter in an opportunity aspect to Pluto in Capricorn. The pair also has the power to dispel monsters that have crawled up through the infrastructure cracks and repair work. So, it's into the tub for us all. Expect to be there a spell. Rubber duckies, optional. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list and get a copy of my Jupiter in Scorpio guide as a thank you. You can also order my 2017 solstice talk and preview for the year 2018. Look under classes. Listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.